Hello, 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 my lovely people. You are listening to WJR 24.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is Something to Do with Liv and Ben. I'm Liv.
I'm Ben.
He's Ben, and we're back with another semester getting into the radio show.
I'm not a baby.
We missed y'all terribly. We hope you missed us.
So what week is it? Like week 5 of the semester? Week 6?
Has it been a month? I feel like it's week 4. Or 5, maybe. I don't know. We're in it.
We're late.
We're in
the show.
We are.
You. One would think.
We would do better, but yeah. We're not.
No, we are.
We're just really bad at this, guys. We're trying. We're apologizing for our mishap. But it's okay, because...
because no one's checking on us.
No one's... who won't check me, boo?
No one's checking me. I keep telling the program director that she should check on the other people, but I don't even care.
At this point.
Who cares? We're just trying to have fun.
Exactly. We're just in it. Like, let us just be in it.
We got the podcast studio going.
Ooh. And then you're the presidente.
They're recording in there right now, this Yusuf doll.
That's cool.
He's I have some tea on him. I know who he's dating.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Can you spill that tea?
I mean, no one's listening, so Professor Goshgarian.
Dang. Hi, Gosh, if you're listening. We love and appreciate you. I especially appreciate you for taking over New York Posse my year and putting my brother Ben in a good spot. Because
thank God.
Yeah.
It was about time we had a mentor.
A real one. A real one.
Yeah.
Because I'm a... yeah. Anyway,
her boyfriend's next door recording a podcast.
Hi, boyfriend.
He's really dreamy.
Ooh.
Have you seen him before?
I have not. I'll look him up. Yeah. I feel like I probably have, and I just know
it's
him.
He wears weird hats. That's the only thing.
Mm.
But he's like really tall.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to look him up while we're off air.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Next song coming up is Tadao by Masego, who's from the DMV area. Hello. And FKJ. So enjoy.
Girl, you rockin' like, ooh. strutting in the heels or her slides. Either way, eyes on her every single day, week, year. Everyone wondering how she does it with no fear of that confidence. Was it heaven sent? Does it come within? Does it come run out? I don't know. She'll just have them running out and in. Man, they want to sin, talking deadly sin with Mrs. Lady. I don't understand why she hit them like.
If you love me, won't you? won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you?
All right, you guys, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Something to Do with Liv and Ben. I'm Liv.
I'm Ben.
He's Ben. And if you're just tuning in, welcome to our show. The past couple songs you've listened to were Something to Do by The Replacements, our theme song, To Dow by Masego featuring FKJ, Best Part by Daniel Caesar featuring Her, Slamp, T-S-L-A-M-P.
It stands for Time Spent Looking at My Phone.
That's cute. By MGMT.
The Management.
Mm-hmm. And then...
Not that they go by that, but...
I know. Like, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
And then Her by Majid Jordan. I don't know how he says his name. But I like the song. So, yeah.
I'm on an antibiotic for strep throat.
You always sick.
This is the six times in the last year and a half
sick.
Of strep throat.
You're always
and these pills are huge.
Sick. I'm gonna need you to get it together. Like,
what is going on with me?
I don't know.
Get rid of the strep throat.
But keep it away from me. I'm trying to keep healthy. I can't. Terrible. I'm trying to be healthy. Okay. I'm trying to be prosperous. Okay.
I don't know how I'm gonna do the rest of the semester.
We can do it. I don't know how I'm gonna do the rest of the semester, cause man, the way I be feeling sometimes, I'm just like, is it really worth it? But it is. I'm a junior now. I gotta get this degree.
Same, but I'm really questioning why I'm doing the stuff I'm doing.
It's only to get the credibility so that they can show that you're adequate enough to get a job. To be honest.
I just want
a job that's like close enough to six figures.
Yeah. Why am I doing the STEM stuff? I want to talk to people.
It might be good though. You learn the STEM stuff to learn another career. To learn like how to manipulate the STEM stuff that you learned and make mad money by talking to people. Boom.
Making them think I can do STEM stuff.
And you can do STEM stuff.
I don't know if I can.
You can do STEM
stuff. This computer science is awful. I mean, I think everyone's confused right now, but still, it's awful.
That's complicated. It's complicated. I, like, see what you guys be doing. I'm like, yo, I can't. Like, I'm not smart enough for no math. I mean, I'm smart enough, but, like, nah.
No, it's terrible.
That's why I'm an English major. That's why I'm in humanities. I can't do it.
I should have been an English or a history major. I would have loved to be a history major.
I can't be a history major.
Too boring reading like all the papers and stuff?
No, it's always like there's this... History is always supposed to be a fact, but then we always have to question it. So what the hell are we... like, what are we learning it for? Like, I just be sitting there like... confused because you telling me like Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle were real, but then you're like, well, it's no real proof that he was real besides the accounts that Plato wrote of Socrates speaking. And then, oh, we get these ideas because, like, who wrote this stuff for real? Who really wrote this? And then try to play us for fools and be like, oh, yeah, they wrote this back then. Like, some of it might be true, but then other, like, if you have evidence for it, then yeah, I agree. But if you have, like, if you're like, oh, this may have happened. That's majority of what history is to me. Yeah, like, this is a probable situation.
There's a lot of that.
And I can't. Like, I need facts. Like, I mean, literature and, like, English in general, I feel like it has some historical parts to it, of course. But I'm a writer. I don't do literature. Like, I don't. Literature, to me, literature is more so, like, the historical, analytical part. And then writing is, like, you have to analyze and, like, understand what you're writing to your audience. But it's you. It's usually you, your imagination, and a keyboard. And if you don't got imagination, then you kind of screwed. So
very,
very screwed. Yeah,
history. You don't get that same creativity, but so fun. Actually, you do get the creativity. You get to make some arguments.
Extent, yeah. But then it's like it's an argument. I don't want to be arguing all the time. I mean, don't get me wrong. Everybody says that I argue.
Don't want to be arguing.
Everybody says I'm argumentative. I get it. Dang. But like that's just how my voice come off. I have strong opinions, and then I say stuff out of my mouth that's just real honest, and then y'all always think I'm arguing with you when I was just stating a fact. So no, I'm not argumentative. Y'all put me in these situations where I gotta argue. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, I mean, that still works for a writer, having opinions.
Yeah. That's the only way to for real yeah. to be a writer, because you got to be opinionated.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. You do.
You really do. Like, I'm in a creative, y'all, I'm in a creative writing class, and I be seeing all these, like, different papers and stuff. And some of the stuff I think is really interesting, and then some of the stuff I think is very interesting.
Interestingly not interesting?
Interesting, and, like, the execution was just abysmal. Like, like, your idea was nice. You had a lot of potential, but then somewhere in, like, the first two pages of the story, it went left. And I wonder what happened in the middle of the, like, the first and third, like, from the first to third page, what happened in page two for things to just transpire the way they did? Like, I just really be asking these questions. And, like, I have to review, like, we have to workshop them. So every time I'm talking, I'm like, I always have mad critiques. Like, I never really give compliments. I feel like compliments are a waste of time. If you want to know how to make your work better, then you need to know how to make your work better. I don't really care about the compliments, so I'll be like, so they'll be like, oh, what worked, and I'm just like,
that's not what matters.
So what's the critique? Raise his hand immediately. It's like, hey, so this didn't work, your characters don't make sense, I don't know what you was trying to say here, logistically that don't make sense. They probably be looking at me like, she is a She ain't my teacher. They're probably like, she should be the professor. Should be the professor. Give me the money. For real. Like give me the professor's money from all the classes that I've taught a lesson in. Like, my creative writing classes, my English classes. Like, give me that money.
If you had a dime split 50-50. Every time you had to teach people in these classes.
Oh my gosh.
You would be rich.
I'd be rich.
Yeah, you would be rich.
I'd be a gazillionaire.
Yeah.
Bump million, bump billion, not even trillion. Just give me a gazillion, because I would be super duper smart. Educating mad people. On the move. We're fools, and we back at it again. Like, every semester, even though we failed last semester to be on the show like that.
I mean, we've skipped like 4 weeks.
Well, to be fair. Three. Because we didn't start the first week. Actually, not even four. We low-key skipped just like two. Or three. Two. Yeah. Because the second week, we didn't have anything scheduled either.
Oh, yeah.
And then the third week, we had it together. Yeah, we skipped two. We only skipped two. We're doing good. We ain't doing that bad yet. It was the first two, but...
One would think...
Look, we juniors. You gonna have to accept us having busy lives, okay? Yeah. We try and make it. Try and make it to the real world. In quotation marks.
Trying the semester. This semester, I was so good last semester. I don't know what happened.
I haven't been good any semester. Yeah. I just managed to finesse. Like, I'm like, thank you, Jesus, that God loves me, and that I pray every day, because sometimes I really be lost, and then I just managed to pull out something that was amazing. I'm like, oh, I made it to an A in this class, and I didn't know what I was talking about. Jesus. I feel like that's majority of college. You never really know what you're talking about until you receive that paper back, and you're like, oh, I actually knew what I was talking about. Like, congratulations to me. I'm not failing. For real, because that is scary. Psychology was the worst, because I was always failing. Size.
That's
real
how
deep.
Math was. Computer science been great so far, and now it's terrible. It's terrible.
It took a left.
Oh my god, everyone's confused. I'm not the only one, so.
Well, y'all can be confused together. Teamwork make the dream work.
People that are confused in this class have been doing computer science for like 10 years, 15 years. You know,
what class is this?
They're private, you know, the private school people that go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they've been doing computer science like forever.
Yeah, and they still don't know what's going on.
They still don't know what's going on, so I'm okay with that.
That's good.
Yeah.
It makes you feel good about yourself.
Yeah, I just don't want to do computer science for a living. I want to talk to people.
You could do it. You're probably going to end up having like mad seminars. You're just talking about all the STEM stuff you learned about.
Or I just apply to be a posse trainer.
True. You could do that.
Yes. I'll be like, I was posse. My majors make no sense for this, but posse.
Posse.
Yeah, you've seen me. Darlene.
That's my man, Roth. DC posse trainer. Shout out to Roth, because he legit.
Did he leave?
Roth?
Yeah.
Nah, he just didn't come. Just didn't come. Yeah. Okay, we've been talking for way too long.
Yeah, we have been.
But y'all love to hear our voices anyway, right?
Yeah. Right. You do, Colin. I know it's just you.
Oh. What do you do, Colin?
No, Colin. C-U-L-L. My friend Colin.
Oh. Hey. Sorry, I thought you said we're doing Colins, and I was like, oh, okay. Cool.
I mean, Colin, you could call in potentially, but we don't know how to work the phone. We can try.
You can just call the number. The number is 610-330-5316. Again, 610-330-5316. Why not? Let's get a little conversation going. We've been talking majority of the time anyway.
It's called the Colin Call-In.
The Colin Call-In. Well, if you call in, we will pause the music and talk to you for a little bit, Colin. But right now, we're going to get into Right My Wrongs by Bryson Tiller. So enjoy, and we'll stop talking now.
Could it be you calling me down, 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 down? My foolish heart turns at the stars. All that I am is all that you see. You don't need nobody else, and you're putting this all on me. Forgive me, it's all you.
There's a time and a place for all this. This is not the place for all this. Is there a reason why you're saying all this? And can we talk about it later? I've gotta right my wrongs. With you is where I belong. You've been down from the go. Recognition's what you want, and it's something that I should know. Something that I should know. All the things that you went through, girl, I never meant to put you through it twice. No, tell me, how can I right my wrongs? That's something.
Could it be you calling me down, 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 down? My foolish heart turns at the stars. All that I am is all that you see. You don't need nobody else, and you're putting this all on me. Forgive me.
Say you don't need nobody else. Feels like you don't got me, so you feel like you've been by yourself. I've been feeling kinda down myself. I've been going through it as well. Girl, I guess time will tell. That's the problem, I ain't got any left. There's some things I can't help, but you make the time for me. Hope isn't that something that I should know. Something that I should know. All the things that you went through, girl, I never meant to put you through it twice. No, tell me, how can I right my wrongs? That's something that I should know.
All right, guys, so we're having some technical difficulties. We're going to try to get this together.
Wait, do the talk again?
Hello?
Did you press this connect button?
No. Hello? Did it work? Did it work? Try talking.
Yo.
Is Colin talking?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's on there.
Awesome. Woo! All right, guys, so we got Colin on the line with us. Say hi. Hello. Introduce yourself.
Hello. This is Colin. First time, long time.
Tell him to talk louder.
Talk a little bit louder, please.
Talk louder?
Yeah.
I'll talk louder. So Ben was putting me on blast on the air. What's going on with you, Benjamin?
He said, what's going on, Ben?
How was I putting you on blast?
I don't know. You told me to call in.
It was the Cullen call in.
The Cullen call.
Because you were the one listener. There's no Alice. No Atlas.
I hope that there's not... I hope for your sake there's more than one listener, but for my sake, I hope there is not, because this call is not going so well. Not making me look so good.
Colin, I know this is the name of the show is not Love, Sex, and Singles, but do you have any questions about love?
Sex or singles?
Let me think. What do you do if your name is Ben and you kiss somebody, but it's a bad kiss, and then you still have feelings for them, but it was a bad kiss? Ben, would you like to answer that?
Wait, so this is about me?
Yeah, it's about you.
Who is this about?
You know who it's about.
No, I don't. Is it about Joanna?
Kiss.
Dang, no, putting names out there.
Other name starts with a J.
It's about Javante?
Yeah.
I didn't have the feelings for him that much.
Yeah, but it was a bad kiss.
It was a bad kiss.
You're on air! Oh my god! Oh my gosh, I hope he never listens to this.
If my mom is listening, this isn't me coming out to her because I told her. But she's not listening.
Jesus! What just happened? I love you, Javante. I am no part of this conversation.
No, it was so sweet. He's so sweet.
Dang.
He's definitely not listening to this, Colin. Don't tell him.
Colin? I wasn't saying it. You asked me to ask you a question.
Yeah.
It was a question
I wasn't
on love.
Trying to start anything.
I mean, I already said...
I have no question.
I already said that, Gashgarian's boyfriend is Yusuf Dahl. That's pretty risky. That should not be out there. So I'm just assuming no one listens to this.
Putting everybody on blast. Yo, if you listen to this, please at Ben on Facebook and be like, yes, I heard the whole thing. So we know who's listening to us. Because I'm not on social media currently. So if anybody else is out there,
email him. His email is on the WJR
radio. Yes. Actually, yes, email us.
GordonBC@Lafayette.edu. If you have any complaints about the quality of the radio programming.
God damn it.
Look, we're trying our best.
Okay, I'm trying to think.
They're very responsive.
I did respond to your email.
Yes.
I'm trying to think, what other people can I put on blast?
You gotta text them.
I know Professor Foffman has trouble finding love on the Hill.
Who is that?
Oh.
He's actually in charge of the radio. I really hope he's not listening right now.
Jesus Christ. Ben, shut up.
I'm trying to get myself in trouble.
Why?
Okay, should we just listen to some vinyl?
Yes, let's listen to some vinyl. Is it together? This is our first time using vinyl, guys. We don't even know.
Colin, we have vinyl here.
Oh, my goodness.
You're not ready for who it's going to be.
Will I be able to hear it on the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're probably going to... Wow. Do we have to hang it up, do you think?
What?
The phone.
No, we don't have to hang it up.
All right. Well, then let's try it.
Oh, no. You won't hear it on the phone. You won't hear it on the phone. You'd hear it on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
So we might have to hang it up.
Yeah, we might have to hang it up.
Just tell me what it is. Announce it.
In the next second.
Okay, wait. Announce it, Liv.
All right. So, next song coming up is Parents Just Don't Understand by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
And to anyone I put on blast in the last 5 minutes, please forgive me. I'm sorry.
He is such a jerk.
I can't believe I did that. I'm really scared right now. let's go for the vinyl revival from Poughkeepsie to Easton.
All right, y'all.
Here we go.
Let's get into this.
Thank you, Colin, for the call-in.
We appreciate you. Thank you for listening.
All the same, no matter time, no place. They don't understand that us kids are going to make some mistakes. So to you other kids all across the land, there's no need to argue. Parents just don't understand. I remember one year my mom took me school shopping. It was me, my brother, my mom, oh, my pop, and my little sister all hopped in the car. We headed downtown to the Gallery Mall. My mom started bugging with the clothes she chose. I didn't say nothing at first, I just turned to my nose. She said, "What's wrong? This shirt costs $20. I said, "Mom, the shirt is plaid with a butterfly collar." The next half hour was the same old thing. My mother buying me clothes from 1963, and then she lost her mind and did the ultimate. I asked her for Adidas and she bought me Zips. I said, "Mom, what are you doing? You ruined my rep."
She said, "You're only 16, you don't have a rep yet." I said, "Mom, let's put these clothes back, please." She said, "No, you go to school to learn, not for a fashion show." I said, "This isn't shining on. Come on, Mom, I'm not Bowser. Mom, please put back the bell-bottom Brady Bunch trousers. But if you don't want to, I can live with that. But you gotta put back the double-knit reversible slacks." She wasn't with it, everything stayed the same. Inevitably, the first day of school came. I thought I could get over. I tried to play sick, but my mom said, "No, no way, forget it." There was nothing I could do. I tried to relax. I got dressed up in those ancient artifacts. And when I walked into school, it was just as I thought. The kids were cracking up, laughing at the clothes mom bought. And those who weren't laughing still had a ball, cause they were pointing and whispering as I walked down the hall. I got home and told my mom how my day went. She said, "If they were laughing, you don't need them, cause they're not good friends." For the next 6 hours, I tried to explain to my mom that I was gonna have to go through this about 200 more times. So to you other kids all across the land, there's no need to argue, parents just don't understand. My parents went away on a week's vacation and they left the keys to the brand new Porsche. They mind? Well, of course not. I'll just take it for a little spin and maybe show it off to a couple of friends. I'll just cruise it around the neighborhood. Well, maybe I should. Yeah, of course I should. Pay attention, here's the thick of the plot. I pulled up to the corner at the end of my block, and that's when I saw this beautiful girly girl walking. I picked up my car phone to perpetrate like I was talking. You should have seen this girl's bodily dimensions. I honked my horn just to get her attention. She said, "Was that for me?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Why?" I said, "Come on and take a ride with a hell of a guy." She said, "How do I know you're not sick? You could be some deranged lunatic." I said, "Come on, Tuts, my name is the Prince. Besides, would a lunatic have a Porsche like this?" She agreed and we were on our way. She was looking very good, so was I, the same word. We hit McDonald's, pulled into the drive. We ordered two Big Macs and two large fries and Cokes. She kicked her shoes off onto the floor. She said, "Drive fast, speed turns me on." She put her hand on my knee, I put my foot on the gas. We almost got whiplash. I took off so fast. The sunroof was open, the music was high, and this girl's hand was steadily moving up my thigh. She had opened up three buttons on her shirt so far. I guess that's why I didn't notice that police car. We're doing 90 in my mom's new Porsche, and to make this long story short, when the cop pulled me over, I was scared as hell. I said, "I don't have a license, but I drive very well, officer." I almost had a heart attack that day. Come to find out the girl was a 12-year-old runaway. I was arrested, the car was impounded. There was no way for me to avoid being grounded. My parents had to come off a vacation to get me. I'd rather be in jail than to have my father hit me. My parents walked in and I got my grip. I said, "Mom, Dad, how was your trip?" They didn't speak. I said, "I want to plead my case." But my father just shoved me in the car by my face. That was a hard ride home. I don't know how I survived it. They took turns. One would beat me while the other one was driving. I can't believe it. I just made a mistake. Well, parents are the same no matter time, no place. So to you other kids all across the land, take it from me. Parents just don't understand.
shades on just to bring me something to eat. You done made up in these streets, but when it comes to my heart, that don't mean a thing.
Baby, hop in my ride. Who's hot as hell outside? Put the top down with your doors closed, hand up on your thigh.
Drive slow, take your time.
posso esquecer do teu olhar longe dos olhos meus. Ai, o meu viver é te esperar pra te dizer adeus. Mulher amada, destino meu é madrugada. Sereno dos meus olhos já correu.
Não posso esquecer o teu olhar longe dos olhos meus. Ai, o meu viver é te esperar pra te dizer adeus.
Mulher amada, destino meu é madrugada. Sereno dos meus olhos já correu.
Destino meu é madrugada. Sereno dos meus olhos já correu. Longe dos olhos meus, longe dos olhos meus.
All right, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This was something to do with Liv and Ben. I'm Liv.
I'm Ben.
He's Ben. And thank you for listening in on our show. We loved y'all. We talked a lot. We talked a lot
we
today.
We did talk a lot. We had a caller.
We did. We did a lot. We used vinyl. We've never used
vinyl
before.
Yeah, we did
before.
Use vinyl, yeah.
Look
Maybe
at
we'll
us.
Continue to do that.
We're going to be a little bit more adventurous this year.
Yes, we will. If we do this again.
We got to. We made it to one show. We got to make it to other ones. We made it.
Here's the time to.
Here's the times to. Right. Here's to a new year with something to do, you know. If you ever think of anything you need to do, think of something to do. Ooh.
Okay, we got to go. Someone's waiting.
Poetics. All right. We
it's
love
like
y'all.
You're an English major.
What?